We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. The first word or line, Shema Rino, right after that. Amar Rava. Hanoisei Isha, someone marries a wife, looking for a wife. Tzarech Sheyivdoik Ba'achel. You should check out the brothers. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, when Aaron took a wife, it says, V'yikacha Aaron es Elisheva Basa Minodov, Achois Nachshon. Now, if it says Bas Aminodov, Mashanah Bas Aminodov, any day Achois Nachshon, don't we know it's Achois Nachshon? Mat Hamaloimar Achois Nachshon. What does it say Achois Nachshon? Mekan to teach us, because we know Nachshon Ben Aminodov. So if you marry Elisheva, Mustama Nachshon is a brother. So why say Achois Nachshon? Mekan Shanoise Isha Tzoruch Sheyivdek Ba'achel. You see from here that someone who marries a wife is supposed to check out the brothers. And what's the reason check of the brothers? Like the next Gemara says, Tana, Roiv Bonim Doimim La'achia Eim. Most of the sons are similar to the brothers of the mother. And therefore, when someone marries a wife, you should check out the brothers, and you see that from Aaron, and because this is the reason, because Roiv Bonim Doimim La'achia Eim. It says in the Pasuk, going back to the Pesukim of Pesel Micha, and so it says that Micha got this Koimer, this priest who helped out in the base of Avodah Zarah. His name was Yonason. He was the grandson of Moshe, and he was a Levi. And Micha was all excited. And then it says that Don, Shevet Don, they were going up to capture land for the Achuzah, and they stopped over there, and they found this Yonason there. So it says, when they got there, it says in the Pasuk like this, Hema in Beis Micha, Hema Kiras Kal Nar Alevi. They heard this voice of a Nar Halevi, Vayesuru Sham, and they went there. Vayemaloi, Mi Aviach Aloim. Who brought you here? What are you doing here? Malachapai, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? And what's chat you here? Those are the words they use. Now, the Gemara Darshans from the three Lashonis here, the three questions they asked him, Mi Aviach Aloim. Question number one. Question number two, ma'ata oisa bezeh. And then third question is, ma'alacha poi. And the Gemara learns out from these questions that they were tying to him, the B'nai Don were tying to Yonason, v'omuloi, lav me Moshe kosis, aren't you enikol Moshe? The chsiv ve'al tikrev haloim. It says by Moshe that don't get near the Seneh. It says, al tikrev haloim. And also, your kenafa Moshe, lav Moshe osis, the chsiv ve'mazeh biyadecha. That Hashem asked him, what's in your hand? That's the lashon of the bezeh. And lav Moshe kasa chsiv bei v'ata poi amoidi modi. That was the lashon that says in the pasuk, what are you doing here? Malacha poi. They were ramis to him, like, what are you doing here? You're enikol Moshe. What are you doing by Avodah Zarah? What's going on over here? How could it be? An enikol from Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting there serving Avodah Zarah. Omalahem, so Yonason answered to them, Kach mekablani beis av yaba. I have a Kabbalah from my Zayda's house. Lo oilam yaske odam atzmei l'avodah zarah, v'yistarach l'briyos. It's better to rent yourself out to avodah zarah and not to come on to tzedakah, come on to the briyos. But he made a big mistake. He heard the memra, but he made a mistake. V'usav l'avodah zarah mamish. He thought it meant that avodah zarah. V'chas shalom, you have to be nice and nervous for avodah zarah. V'usav l'avodah zarah mamish. V'lohi. Ela avodah zarah means avodah shezarah loy. A job that for him is not befitting. That's what it means. A person should take a job that's not befitting him in order that he shouldn't be to collect tzedakah. Collecting tzedakah is worse than any bad job you could get. So therefore, take any job you can get in order to make the money. Kedomale Rav l'Rav Kahana, Rav told Rav Kahana, and Toish Develta Vashuka, that skin a nevela in the shuk, which is a very disgusting job. Vashkol Agar and get paid for that. Like Tema Gav Rabba, no, I'm a choshva guy, a mizuchvant, I can't do that. Vazilibi Milsa, and it's mezalzel to me. Don't say that. Don't say that. And that's what it means. Avodah Shazara loy. But it didn't mean for Avodah Zarah. Maisa, this Yonatan was Marech Yomim. Kivin Shira'a David. When David HaMelech saw that this Yonason, his main thing was that he needed money. So, and Chavlov Yosef, money meant a lot to him. Minu ala oitzreis. He appointed him on his oitzreis, his treasure. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, V'shvuyel ben Gershon ben Menashe, and some have Gersa ben Moshe, it's a Pasuk, and the Pasuk that in our Gersa we have, it's V'shvuyel ben Gershon ben Moshe, Nogid ala oitzreis. He was in charge of the Tzaretz. And Shavuel is Yonason. Now, why do you call him Shavuel? V'chi Shavuel Shmai, v'la Yonason Shmai. Om Rav Yechidon, sheshav lekel b'chol libay. He did tshuva b'chol libay. After he got his new job, he left the Avodah Zarah, and he was shav lekel b'chol libay. that's what that comes after Magmar, he did tshuva. Now the Rashbam already asks from another Seder Olam, and that says, when the Pasuk says that Don took Yonason with him, the Lashon is that he stayed with Shevet Don until like the Galus, slow went into Galus. It means forever, him and his children stayed there forever. The Pasuk says in Shoftim Yuches Lam, it says, Ve'kimu lehem b'nei Don es ha-pesel, ve'yonison ve'gerishim b'menashe hu uvanov, ho'yikoyanim l'shevet ha-doni ad yoyim g'loy sarat. So it sounds like it was forever. So it's a stickle stira. It's mashma on one hand, that here he did tshuva. On the other hand, it says that he was there until the g'loy sarat. So it's a little bit shver. So the Rashbam answers up here, Yishalmi, that when David died and Shlomo HaMelech came to Melech, he switched all his secretaries, all his treasurers, and he put a new one. And he was back out of a job. And he went back to be a Kaimer Lavei Dezara. But then the Rashbam asks that, L'chair et Shver, they were so Meirich Yomim, why was he Zeich such a Riches Yomim? He's an Enikol Moshe, he lived until Shlomo HaMelech's days, until Shlomo HaMelech, it's a very long time. We're talking about over 400 years. It's a long time. It depends when he was born, but it's a nice amount of years. He was living 300 years, maybe. So how was Marech Yom? So the Rashbam brings down from the Yishalmi that asks this question, and the Yishalmi answers that even when he was the Kaimel of Erizara, he still didn't believe in it. When they used to come with like a big animal, he used to say, save your money, don't worry about it. Just give me some bread, give me some like flour and water, and that's enough. Keep the animal for yourself, don't waste your money. And he really told them, he made fun of the Erizara, even when he was there, he just did everything for the money. And Lamaisa, because of that, he was still Zaycha Tariqa Sam. Lamaisa, he wasn't serving the Erizara Mamish with the Gansa hearts. He was partially desperate, he needed some money, and he himself made fun of the whole of Erizara, and therefore, he was still Zaycha to Arichas Yom.